It's like nothing gets licensed until you get it out of your head and down onto paper.
Well, that's what it's all about. That's what intellectual property is about. And people have to understand, by its very nature, intellectual property is intangible. It means you can't touch it or feel it or smell it or taste it. And so when it's intangible, it has to move into some tangible format. It's interesting, and that's why I've created business process licensing, and I'm actually working on a much more advanced workshop on business process licensing. It's for this very nature. There are so many service-based businesses that are based on professional knowledge. Is understanding how you package that professional knowledge. You got to remember, a knowledge-based business is built on intellectual capital. That's what we're really talking about, is intellectual capital. And that intellectual capital has several forms. It has the structural form, it has the human form, and it has the relationship form. But when you put all three of those together, this intellectual capital becomes an asset. And then through strategic capital, you have the way of making money on it, and that's through licensing. That's the licensing of it, the leveraging of it to create revenue from it.
You mentioned you're working on a very detailed event on how to do this. So all these questions from people, they've got ideas, and let's say they want to come to a workshop and learn how to do this.
And that's a good question, Michael, because what's happened is that we've had such a growth in the service-based aspect of our industry that there's many, many small to mid-sized businesses out there that are knowledge-based businesses, that are information-based. And we've had many questions here, interestingly enough, around that. Everything from outdoor experiences to marketing systems to sales promotions to leadership development, organization development. All of these are information businesses, or what are better known as knowledge-based information businesses. What these companies are is essentially knowledge business services. And what they do is their operations and their revenues are generated from their professional knowledge. Much like my business, I'm in the licensing business. My business is about my professional knowledge. Many, many of these type of professional knowledge businesses have systems, procedures, methodologies that can be packaged up and licensed. And that's what we're talking about in business process licensing, is that they have this information and they've been operating successfully with it and it's been applied to their customers. Basically what they're doing is they're taking their professional knowledge and they're providing this knowledge-intensive support for the business processes, if you will, of other organizations to help them either be better leaders, better marketers, better sellers, find more clients, sell better, whatever the case is. And this is very expensive, from small business up to very large organizations and multinational corporations such as car companies that basically have developed better ways of putting cars together and license that to other car companies. So this idea of business process of professional knowledge is very expansive but also very valuable. And so what I found over time and what's led me to create this workshop is the fact there are so many of these businesses, and now what's happened is many of these knowledge-based businesses are delivered by the primary owner or operator of the business. And what happens is you eventually max out. There's only so many hours in the day. And the only way you can expand is traditionally what most people think about is just adding more people or opening more offices. But that becomes much more expensive and much more cumbersome because you're adding more bodies, more expense. And, of course, profit and loss situation is one that becomes more challenging the larger you grow. Well, the alternative to that is, instead of adding in a linear fashion, if you will, is one in which you could use the licensing model to expand your revenue base. And it's through the licensing model now you don't have to go and add, in a traditional sense, bodies and offices. What you do is you're actually adding partnerships through the licensing model. And the licensing model enables you to take this professional knowledge that you've developed and worked and created, this intellectual capital, and package it up and license it to other companies to use that intellectual, that knowledge information to expand their own markets, service more customers, enter new territories, whatever the case may be. And there are many, many types of knowledge-based businesses. And interesting, there's a lot of people that maybe even don't think of themselves as a knowledge-based business, but the list is quite extensive. I'll give you some examples of these knowledge-based businesses because probably there's many listeners out there that may in fact be involved in it. It could be health and medical services, postal services, consumer financial and real estate services, education services, public administration, repair and maintenance, hospitality, catering, leisure tourism, hardware consultancy, publishing of software, database activities, maintenance and repair of office, accounting and computing, legal activities, bookkeeping, accounting, tax consultancy, advertising, labor recruitment, on and on and on. These are all examples of knowledge-based businesses that in themselves have developed business processes, systems, and procedures. They have developed know-how, and that know-how could be very valuable to other companies out there who are looking for ways to expand, or perhaps their sales have tapped out, or perhaps they're just looking for a way to reach other markets. And one of the ways they can do that is through licensing. Essentially, what licensing does is allows these businesses to share resources. It allows these systems to say, look, we've invented a wheel that rolls very good. We can capitalize on it now. We can allow others to share in it. We can all participate in the profits. By packaging up this know-how, you can now package it up into a format where you can go out and you can license it to others and generate revenue from it. And essentially, it allows a business to do a couple of things. First, it allows a business to expand. So if your primary business is whatever it is in tax consultant or business planning, now all of a sudden you can expand into other markets without the heavy expense of opening directly in other markets. Second, you can tap into other customers. Third, you're essentially forming partnerships or alliances with other companies out there through these licensing agreements. And they, in effect, may then, as a licensee, if they find other clients that are not in their geographic territory, they may be able to refer them directly to you. Which brings the fourth point, which is very important, is when you're a knowledge-based business, you use licensing. Imagine how you can expand out your geographic footprint. Suddenly, you're able to move to virtually any territory, any city around the United States, because it's not dependent on you spending the money to open your office or hire the people. You use licensing. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a footprint that moves from one city to 25 cities across the United States. What effectively happens now is your business model starts to shift from one of you delivering your know-how to one of you managing your licensees. And what happens is now you're in a function where you want to support and build the business to an even bigger level. Because now instead of only one of you, you've got 25 of you. And what happens now is you can start to really focus on how can I enhance this know-how, these systems, processes, and procedures, but more importantly, how can I work with the licensees to support them and promote more clients coming to them? And so you get into co-op advertising and marketing. So in essence, if you have an effective know-how, you can essentially shift your business model out of having to deliver that, and one in which you've got 25 or 30 licensees operating, and now your focus becomes one of how do I build a bigger footprint? How do I deliver these services, working with my licensees to support them and drive more customers to them? So what Business Process Licensing Workshop is about teaching knowledge-based businesses how to monetize their knowledge, how to license this know-how that they have created, these systems that they've created, and how to build a bigger footprint, how to take their company to the next level, and more importantly, how to generate a bigger revenue base than they currently are generating. Because as an operator with know-how, you can only build your revenue base so big. But if you have licensees on board now that are operating all around, whether it's geographic, nationally, or internationally, suddenly you're going to have 25, 30, 40 different sources of revenue being generated off your know-how, your intellectual capital. And your revenue model becomes much more significant now. You know, initially people will look at the licensing and see that, well, wait a minute, I'm only collecting 5 or 10% royalty or whatever it is. Well, imagine, you know, right now you're out there earning 100% of $1 million. What would happen if you could expand your revenue footprint to $20 or $30 million and collect 10% of that? Well, suddenly you've now doubled or tripled your revenues without having to expand your overhead or your personnel or anything, by simply using the licensing model to expand your revenue footprint, to expand out into the marketplace, to add partners. And when you look at this, it's a tremendous, tremendous way to leverage and monetize this know-how. And there's lots of demand for good know-how that works out there, effective know-how that works. Again, from everything that we've seen when we talk about through these questions, we talk about leadership, organization, marketing, direct response, all of this. This is all knowledge-based intellectual property. And for many people, keep in mind that know-how and confidential information and trade secrets are not something that are registered. Okay, that's the thing here. And this is why I created the workshop, is to get people to understand the big difference between know-how, which is not registered, versus copyrights, trademarks, and patents, which are registered. Now, there is some crossover between them. But one of the things that many companies have to understand is that they do have these intellectual property as a result of this know-how knowledge. It is valuable, and that they really can unlock much more value out of it if they know how to use the licensing model. So the purpose of the workshop is really to work with companies, small to mid-sized companies, that have this know-how knowledge and are ready to really unlock the intellectual property value of it, to package it up and take it out and leverage it using the licensing model. So what we do is we work with companies, and these have to be established companies. This is not for startups, so let me be clear about that. This is not for startups.
Who's it not for? Who's it for?
Okay, this is for companies that have been operating a minimum of 3 years, ideally 5 years. Okay, and they've been out there in many of the industries that I've been talking about, and they've been successfully delivering all sorts of knowledge-based systems from leadership to management, marketing, sales consultant, real estate systems, organizational development, hiring of employees, training, accounting systems, database management, whatever the case is, just a host of different types of service-based businesses. And it's for those businesses that have gone out there and have a system, a methodology, a process or a procedure that they have developed over time, that they have documented over time, that they have deployed to their customers, and their customers have seen the results. They can use their systems to increase their productivity, enhance their leadership, get more out of their organization. Whatever the end result is, they've been able to use their systems, their processes over and over again to effectively achieve the goals for their customers. And so now that they've done that, they're able to deliver it over and over. They have it in a format that's now ready to be packaged up. That's the kind of organization this is geared for. Those that are just starting out, those that are pure startups that maybe have thought about a new system or have been on the market less than 3 years, they're not ready for this. This is not designed for them. This is designed only for the companies that have been out there, as I've said, at least 3 years, preferably 5 years, really have developed a system that we can flush out. It's a 5-day workshop. The first thing it begins with is an overview and a quick education on understanding and identifying their intellectual capital, their assets. What are the components of their IP? Most of these companies probably have it. Many of them have it documented. Some may not. And then what we do is we work with them first and foremost is taking them through the IP audit. Basically, when we talk about an audit, is we collect up your know-how. We collect up your system because we're going to put it into a tangible format. Again, many of these companies may already have it in terms of operating manuals, procedures, documents they give up, but maybe they don't have it in that. So the first thing we do is we work with them and show them how to put this all together in an audit. And then once we've got it together in an audit, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to start to take this information and then we put it in a format for licensing. So we develop it now into a format for licensing, in a format that can be used to transfer the IP. Okay, we take a look at what they've got from the audit and we say, all right, this is how we need to organize it. We need to put it in this format. And then what we do is then wrapped around that will be the structure of the agreements, what needs to be built around it in the form of agreements, what type of licensing agreements need to be put together on it. And then with that process, we take a look and we work with them to identify who is the type of licensee, what type of company or organization would this be ideal for, what type of company would look to be interested in your system, your procedure, your process that would enable them to expand. And most importantly, what we work with know-how licensing on is how do we want to license it? What's the strategy? Okay, there may be a strategy that says this is ideally suited to license out on a city basis or a regional basis or a territory basis or a country basis. A lot of it depends. You have to understand it's not a cookie cutter situation. We have to understand exactly how this know-how is delivered and who the ideal clients are so that we know how we want to set up the licensing strategy from the standpoint of how many licensees are put into any particular area. The question of exclusivity, of non-exclusivity. How do we want to set up the performance benchmarks? How should we price the licensing of this intellectual property? And we talk about value, too. You know, how do you create the value? What is the value? Well, again, that's why it's important to work with established businesses that have been out there for 3 to 5 years. We can document. They have the financial information to document what has been received financially through these business processes and procedures through client billing and payments. And that is incredibly valuable because there now we are able to document the value of this and establish licensing prices, if you will, in terms of looking at what type of guarantees, advances, and royalty rates should be applied to the particular know-how. And again, each one is going to be different. No two are going to be the same. Each one has a different aspect, different strengths to it. And so we go through that. And so we put that all together in this licensing strategy. Then we apply the contracts to it because we work with know-how agreements. And combined with the know-how agreements, we also put together the non-disclosures, the confidentialities, and the non-competes. And we prepare those. So when they come into this workshop, it's not just giving them standard agreements. We will actually work to prepare those agreements so they have them ready to go. And then what we will do is we will build licensing presentations. They'll have to have a presentation that they will use to promote to licensees. There's certain information they have to develop for it. You know, what the IP is about, who the target market is, why it's ideal, what the benefits are, things like that. So we'll work with them to build that. And then that presentation will be also combined with going into the negotiation process, what you offer your licensees. And then based on having structured the contracts, they're going to have a framework for negotiation. Obviously, a lot of it comes down to negotiation. But part of being in the workshop is there's going to be coaching available. Once they've attended the workshop, I'm going to be available along with some other professional resources to help coach attendees of this workshop in the licensing of their know-how program. I tell everybody, you know, it always takes the first two or three to really fine-tune the licensing program. But as they start to develop those first two or three, everything starts to click in place, and then the agreements and everything else gets adjusted and we move forward. And by the way, one of the things that we work with the attendees on in the workshop is we talk to them about some tactics and strategies to use on the initial licensees versus the program once it gets a little more mature, because there is a difference between starting the new licensing program and bringing on the initial licensees versus the latter part of the program once it's established and the later licensees come on board. So that's another thing that we really get into. And then, of course, the final component of the workshop is, how do you support your licensees? And if you remember, I talked about earlier how a know-how company can move from delivering their know-how directly to their end consumer to one to where they're managing their licensees. One of the things that we have on the back end of this is supporting the licensees from a marketing component. How do you do this co-op marketing? How do you support them? Do you need web-based systems? Do you need video systems? Do you need TV promotions? How do we put that all together? So the other part that we have for them on this is the marketing support, and it covers everything from web-based, direct, client campaigns, as well as video marketing. A very important component of everything is video marketing today. Video that they can use on their websites to promote the licensing, video in particular that their licensees can use to promote these new services to their clients. Video is an effective tool that can be used as a means of helping licensees to get their message directed and to deliver the right kind of message to the end potential customer in order to sell them on the services. So this is the program that we have put together. It's very extensive. As I said, it's 5 days. It's not for the startup. It's for the more mature business. But at the end of this course, it will enable any attendee to be able to effectively that next week go out and implement their licensing program. And as I said, there's going to be some great support behind this. So they're not going to be doing this on their own. They're going to have that initial few months to really have myself and others to coach them, advise them, and mentor them along the way as they start to build their licensing program. And once their licensing program gets built and it's on their way, many of these knowledge companies will find that it gives them more time to really be able to enhance, expand, and build new programs that then help to continue to build their licensing program and generate even more revenues. And it's really a model that's growing. This is a great market, by the way, for licensing. Anytime we're dealing with a challenging economy, licensing is a terrific tool, because there's many companies out there, especially small to mid-sized, that just don't have the resources or the time to be doing their own internal R&D and figuring out new products and procedures and methodologies. So licensing is really an ideal tool for sharing resources, allowing these information companies to partner up, and more importantly, to let these companies really expand and build revenues across the board for everybody. And it's a tool that's been used by big multinational corporations around the world for decades. And they use it across the board, not only for their technology, but also for their know-how. And it's how many of these very large organizations have grown, and they've grown through licensing. Licensing is the same technology, if you will, that have allowed a lot of these big brand names and big corporations to grow. And now what we're doing with Business Process Licensing Workshop is bringing that knowledge, bringing that education, and bringing that tool to the small to mid-sized businesses so they can use that same tool to really grow and expand their business. Business Process Licensing Workshop. You're going to come in on day one with all of that information in your head, all of your know-how in your head. And by day five, we're going to have all of that information audited on paper with all the agreements, marketing materials, so that on day five you can come out ready to license your know-how to licensees throughout the world.
If this sounds interesting,